Chairman, General Eisenhower, Your Eminence, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure that my colleagues would not consider it an impertinence in my part to say that we look upon General Eisenhower's acceptance to the fellowship of this museum as a tribute of his belief in the things for which this war was fought, and also that the gesture on the part of the trustees that this represents was, in a sense, a more than a gesture by the entire academic world to the man who, more responsible than any other, made it possible for the world in which the great civilizations of the past could continue for future generations. That is the main objective of this institution. This is not an art museum in the ordinary sense. It is a visual library recording the whole history of civilization from ancient times to the present day. It covers 5,000 years of history. The objects are drawn from practically every corner of the globe. We have reached a point at the end of 75 years where we cannot see the woods for the trees, and we are appealing to the public to make possible a permanent and proper exhibition of the riches which devoted New Yorkers and American citizens from out of town as well have poured into this institution. They've poured it in the belief that the Metropolitan Museum must take its proper place in the enlightenment of the new world. And in view of all that has happened abroad, it now becomes even more necessary for us to take the leadership and share in the responsibility of the rebuilding of a world that has been torn asunder. The program has been spread before you in the newspapers and in the various booklets which many of you will receive and will receive in the course of the next few weeks. The objective primarily is to divide this museum up by adding to it, dividing it into five different museums devoted to the separate cultures, in which it will be possible to come in and get out before the mortal body is worn to death. Consequently, we have a job ahead of us. It is a job which we realize that we must go forward or else we will go backward. This museum, at the end of 75 years, cannot face a period of marking time. We must both go forward and be as important to our generation as the museum's aspirations were to the generation which founded it 75 years ago.